My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ken McCusick joins us from filmstudybaltimore.com. Hello, Ken.
How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Jeremy, why does Ken come in here every week now that he sits in the edge chair and left the raises the chair up?
Yeah, he puts it up so he sits up taller than
what's
up?
What's he trying to do, man?
Hey, this is his segment.
Royal Ken.
That's all right.
Ken, does any fan base take a player for granted as much as this fan base takes Lamar Jackson for granted? 200 passing yards, 100 rushing yards. He's done it 9 times. No other person has done it more than, what, 4?
Remarkable game, and he really took the team on his shoulders in this game. Some would say to the detriment of the use of Henry, perhaps. But the thing that really sticks out is Lamar, relative to his opportunity set in this game, was just right on par as a passer. Not exceptional, but not poor either. Where it completely was changed, he ran the offensive line out of 7 pressures in this game, which is the most I've ever seen. And truly remarkable.
Including the last play of the game.
Including the last play of the game.
Isaiah Likely.
He got that pass off, so that would be in the opportunity set, right, as opposed to a ran him out of pressure.
Oh,
times where he went for a positive game.
Oh, okay.
7
I got
times.
You. I got you.
Yeah,
when
he was pressured. It's unbelievable. And one way to look at this is to look at the value of that. Let's look at the forced not to pass numbers. So he had 1 sack for 6. That's a forced not to pass. And he had 9 scrambles for 7. He put that together. That's 10 for 64. 6.4 yards when the opponent forces you not to pass. It's unbelievable number. Jackson in his MVP season, his first one, was at 5.2, which is the highest I've ever seen. So 6.4 in a game is fantastic.
Jeremy, that's why I say getting him off his spot and getting him out of the pocket means nothing. Bring him down.
Yeah.
Bring him down. Well, that's dumb stat.
But, I mean, I think that could be for certain quarterbacks. It does mean something because you don't have as many people that can make the plays like Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray that can on the run. But we also saw him the play before that to in between Zay Flowers and Bateman. Because he's pressured there and he's throwing kind of awkwardly. Did you think he could set his feet and make that throw? Because it looked like there was, and maybe I'm putting you in a bad spot, there was a defender barreling down on him. He was going to take a nasty shot if he got that throw off by setting his feet.
I'm trying to remember the play between Flowers and Bateman.
The play right before the Isaiah Likely play in the end zone. Because he said he was throwing to Bateman, and we all thought he threw behind Zay Flowers. And he's flushed out. He steps up in the pocket, flushes out to the right, throws back across, and it goes in between both receivers. Where, again, people were talking about that play, like, why didn't he hit Zay? But if he really thought Bateman was doing something else, I get it. But, it's just one of those things with Lamar, too, where if you're not watching the film and seeing what's going on in the games, I think he does get graded unfairly, and people continuously look at his passing yards. I'm like, oh, he only threw for 200 yards. Yeah, why don't you factor in the 130 rushing yards that came along with it?
And it's not just that, but it didn't play out in this game, but he's responsible for a huge percentage of the total rushing yards on the team that he doesn't get. Yeah. It's almost like he should get a 15% commission on those rushing yards by what he does. That's exactly how I put it on that show.
Well, that's why I said he's a cheat code in the backfield because he helps out all those other guys.
Yeah.
He gets so much attention.
Ken McCusick joins us with filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, you gotta tell me why Roquan Smith was asked to cover one of the faster receivers in the game. Why was that?
It's a legitimate question, and in particular, how Orr adapted to it through the game was not particularly great. So Orr, first of all, used a combination of inside linebackers, including Harrison on early downs, Simpson on mid downs and late downs, and also use a dime package three times at the weak side spot. So okay. You got a multiplicity of coverage on that weak side. And then Simpson was good. Harrison was terrible, including some missed tackles. And the dime defense didn't really work out either in place, but I wouldn't blame it on the dime back in any case. So the really question was, how do you keep leaving Roquan in a position where your rub routes and pick routes are focused on getting a guy matched up with him? And that's what it was. It was all a bunch of rub and pick routes off bunch formations. And, you know, they get the matchup they want then. And, you know, I had a guy on my show who said the thing that they could have done was to get physical at the line of scrimmage, drop an outside linebacker, hit one of those three receivers coming off the bunch formation within 5 yards, as you're allowed to do, and disrupt the route timing for Mahomes. That would have been a way to defend it. But he didn't really make changes. And if you look back, remember how C.J. Mosley was berated for his coverage for years? Mm-hmm. Well, it was the same basic problem. Is the rest of the secondary is just outstanding. And the safeties didn't have a good game in this game. The corners were ridiculously good. And, you know, that means that he gets picked on in coverage, and he's also asked to do more in coverage, in particular in the past because Patrick Queen was next to him, but in CJ's case for years because he was the weakest link in a very strong group to get picked on more. But that didn't mean he was a bad coverage guy. He was outstanding.
By the way, Queen had two tackles yesterday. One of them was really good. So anyway, just moving on. Did you see that? Patrick Queen, two tackles for the Steelers. Sorry. I was, the offensive line, it's something we have to dive into because...
hold on for a second.
Yeah.
I think I've been here too long. Because you're starting to get petty. You're starting to get really, really petty.
He started... Ravens fans were going at him. He started blocking everyone. Yeah,
you're getting real, real petty, man.
I'm you know, I'm not above that. I'll send you some regular Patrick Queen update in terms of missed tackles and whatnot. We'll love to see that.
Please do. The offensive line, talk to me a little bit about it. What did you see from him? Because it's obviously the biggest concern, and there were some things you saw that had to be concerning.
Yes. It's a big concern. It remains a big concern. And yet, there were two giant steps forward in this game, which were not completely predicted. So, first of all, the offensive line had five penalties in the game. I think all five of them were basically BS. The Linderbaum call, a holding call, was ticky-tack, and it wiped out a 29-yard run. The four other illegal formation calls, we don't even have to get into the nature of those. That was a large part of the scoring negatives for the group. So Stanley, I'm going to just go through quickly with letter grades. Stanley would have had a C as I had scored it. It would have been an A- without the three illegal formations. He was very slow to get that fix, which I think is the basic problem with Ronnie in that group. Voorhees had a B at the bottom end of the range. If you'd have told me he'd have done that in this game, he played like he did, I would have signed for it in blood. In fact, I'll sign for the rest of the season in blood for Voorhees to play at the level he did in this first game. Wow. I thought it was a big step forward. And he'd had all these problems pass blocking. And it's not like he had none, but I think he allowed one pressure and one other run out of pressure from Lamar in the game. So it was pretty good for him. Linderbaum, a C+. A lot of people want to look at his highlight blocks in this game, and they were terrific. He had five of those. He also had some problems. He had 2.5 pressures. He had the holding call. He had the delay of game call, I think, might have been his fault, even though I didn't charge him for it. You remember that?
Yeah.
Lamar's calling for the ball. The real surprise is Falele. Now, Falele looked terrible. I'm watching the same guy everybody else is. Just the results were actually good. And this is what's so shocking and difficult to do. I mean, the first time he's beaten by Jones to the inside, and you know he's grabbing after him in a way that you know you might learn to get over in about sixth grade. I look at him, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And yet he did a real good job of positional run blocking the rest of the game. He didn't have any other. I did have one other pass blocking error where Lamar ran him out of it, so he got charged for that in his adjustment. But it was a B+ game. It was the best game of his NFL career by a wide margin. And that's what's really strange about it.
Cam McKusick is going to stay with us. We're giving out shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, more questions about the defensive strategies of the Baltimore Ravens. Up next with Cam McKusick on The Fan. Cam McKusick, Film Study, Baltimore.com. Now, Cam, before we get into defense, you wanted to talk about the right tackle position.
Yeah, so that's where the offensive line really fell down. McCary had about 3/4 of the snaps. He was terrible. Part of 5 pressure events, three others, where Lamar ran him out of pressure. So he lost his entire adjustment, got an F for the game. It was a fairly high F, but still it's an F. And then, of course, Rosengarten on his first NFL snap not only gets beat by Jones outside for, with as quick a move as you'll see from a, from an edge there for a strip sack, but he actually dislodged the football himself. If you go back and look at the film, it's actually his arm that knocks the football loose. So really bad game for him, too. Both of them would have had Fs. He survived with having 19 snaps, and I have a minimum of 20. But if he had one more snap and he made his block, he'd have gotten an F.
Let me switch over to the pass rush a little bit. What'd you see from them? Because couple of good signs. There were a few times where it seemed like, and it, look, it's Pat Mahomes. Some of these guys get out of some of the craziest situations. You're like, how did that happen? And I felt like he broke free two or three times where I felt like they could have had him.
Yeah, the ball is out quickly a lot with Pat Mahomes. So there's fewer chances to get pressure on him, but I thought they did a reasonably good job of getting pressure. Madubuike, by far the pass rush leader for the Ravens in this game. He had parts of five pressures. He had two others that were washed out by penalty, including his own roughing the passer penalty. But I still think that's extremely positive portent we can take from this game, is that Madubuike seems to be broadening his base of pressures and not just collecting pure cleanup sacks. So that's really nice.
Yeah, it is. Here with Kim McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. What do you think about the cornerback play?
Cornerback play was outstanding, and that was the part of the secondary that looked great. First of all, Humphrey was very good. I don't think he was responsible for the touchdown to Worthy. We don't have to talk about who was, because I'm not 100% sure, but it's one of the two safeties who should have been on the back end probably. In the case of the Humphrey moved to slot corner for a fair amount of this game, and that's when they split those snaps, 27 total, I think 12 to Armour Davis and 15 to Wiggins. They both look great. One total target for 1 yard between those two. And then Stevens was good on the other side, not great, but targeted three times, a couple of times on crossing routes where it wasn't really a reasonable opportunity for him to make a play on the ball. But he was good, but the other guys were great.
Let me ask you about decision making, because a lot of people argue whether or not, I say this all the time, that I'm not results driven, meaning I have an opinion before it's called. And if they had scored that touchdown, Harbaugh was going to go for two. Mm-hmm. Did you like that idea of going for two in that moment? Because we never got to see what would have happened because Likely was out. Sometimes you look at it now with the defense getting, or each team getting a ball in overtime, unless you run into a situation like last night in the Lions game where they were on offense almost the whole fourth quarter, and then they got the ball first and just ran it right down the Rams' throats. What are your thoughts on going for two in that situation on the road?
I liked it. I think that it would have, first of all, it would have certainly been a win, because there was, what, five? No, there's 0 seconds left if it had happened on the last play. So it would have decided the game there. In overtime, I think the advantage is fairly great for Mahomes to drive a team down the field using three downs as opposed to Lamar doing it using four. Okay, so if Lamar has to react, first of all, you got to stop him and hold him to a field goal. And then in order to win the game, you actually need a touchdown. I don't like the Ravens' chances nearly as much there. And I think that the Chiefs would have been a big risk to score a touchdown. I think also that was the way the Chiefs were going to get off the hook. Their defense was gassed. It outsnapped 74-50. That was a place to get him right there.
Yeah, I love it too.
I like being aggressive. In that moment, I was like, ooh, I don't know what I would do, because I didn't have an answer for it, but I liked the fact that he was going to be aggressive no matter what would have happened, win or lose.
Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com, join us. Ken, overall, your impression of the Baltimore Ravens after week one?
Yeah, I'm not worried. The process of the analysis this week was very cathartic for me, more than usual, even after a loss, because I think there's some really good things to pull out of it. I'm positive. I think this next week is a must win game. They lose to the Raiders at home. It's going to put them in a very bad spot. We saw some of the other AFC teams look good, and most notably the Buffalo. In coming back from their loss, we saw some of the AFC North teams look very unexceptional. I think in a relative sense, they're in a much better spot than they were.
Ken, I want to ask you about this, something I saw with some of the film that was broken down. I was looking at it. Mark Andrews was double-teamed quite a bit, bracketed.
Yep.
So that's when I said, when we opened the show today, I said his demise was greatly exaggerated. I still think both guys are going to have... I'm not saying that's the sole reason Isaiah Likely went off, because I think he's really good, but it did help with the fact that Mark Andrews was getting so much attention.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that analysis is correct. I think it's something that is going to change, because Likely is an unbelievable threat, and they're going to have to... opposing defensive coordinators are going to see that after this game, probably, and choose to do more to defend him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think the defense didn't give the Ravens much respect, because it's been an either-or offense, or Lamar Jackson enough credit for being able to go off of Andrews to another tight end. Tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Thanks, Rob. So filmstudybaltimore.com. The big thing coming out today is the offensive line grading from the game. So I've got more detail on why these grades seem to be particularly high for the offensive line this week, and at least explain the system and how that's working out.
Ken McKusey, thanks a lot, my man.
Thank you.
All right, we give out shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, recap week one in the National Football League. See what stood out to us right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, 8:31 in the a.m. Yeah, Jeremy, some things around the National Football League that I liked. Number one, something that I don't like to see, but I liked what I saw. And I know that sounds a little weird, but that's the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. They look really good. This reminds me of one of those defenses that's going to win some games in the regular season. You got to have offense to win in the postseason. But I think their defense is going to be able to carry them a little bit.
Yeah, I do too. I like what I saw from them. And by the way, I like what I saw from the Falcons defense. I didn't like what I saw from either offense. But yeah, the Steelers looked really good. Look, converting all those field goals. They did have a big pass play down the sidelines, the Pickens. And it got called back for an offensive pass interference. There was some, he extended his arms, but I wonder like how much that was more than just hand fighting. Cause he didn't shove the guy, but you see his arms right. Extended. So I understand why it was called. But yeah, both teams need to figure out their offense a little bit.
You know, we talked about how teams have coaches that impact one side of the ball because that's who they are. I think the Patriots, Gerard Mayo, and I'm not saying Bill Belichick didn't, because Bill Belichick was one of the better defensive coordinators / defensive coaches in the history of this league. But if yesterday was any sign of things to come, Mayo's going to follow his suit, behind his footprint, footsteps,
I wonder how that pregame speech went, because they were playing with house money. Everyone expects them to be the worst team in football. You're coming in to face a Cincinnati team where their wide receiving core is basically sitting out. And now you have a situation, I don't want to say, but like T. Higgins was hurt, Ja'Marr Chase, they said something about food poisoning and this other stuff, but he was very nondescript in the postgame. That being said, look, that's a huge win for them. And I think their win total was like 5.5 this year. You have to like what you saw out of Mayo and what he said. And the ball did kind of bounce their way in game one with Cincinnati going in for a touchdown. The ball pops up in the air. You had another turnover. But here's this is what I go back to with Joe Burrow. We all know what it looks like when he's healthy and he has all his weapons. But he gets a pass more than anybody in this league for just making it to a Super Bowl once out of 5 years and being hurt the other two. Yeah. I'm not saying he's not good. I think he's fantastic. But boy, does he get a pass because he looked awful yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
He does kind of get a pass. Speaking of looking good, don't need a pass. Josh Allen looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, it took him a while to get going. Arizona jumped out to a lead, and then Josh Allen was like, screw that, I'm going to put you all on my back and carry you to it. He was running in touchdowns. He was picking up first downs with his feet, made a bunch of plays to kind of keep them in the game and then eventually take the lead and then hold on for dear life as God knows what Kyler Murray was looking at on that last play. As Marvin Harrison Jr. was doing jumping jacks. It was a very windy day there, so maybe you give a pass on the passing game a little bit for each side, but Josh Allen was fantastic. He led his two touchdowns on the ground with 39 yards rushing, 232 yards in the air with two passing touchdowns as well. He's probably the number one quarterback yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he was outstanding yesterday, I thought. What about the Houston Texans-Indianapolis Colts game?
Texans really impressed me, man, because everything was going against them in this game with the Colts home opener, the return of Anthony Richardson. People forgot that this game came down to a one-score game where they couldn't get in the end zone. They fell right at the one-yard line or the Texans wouldn't have been in the postseason. The thing I took away from this game, Joe Mixon had a little bit of life. He looked really good yesterday. I don't think that continues on throughout the season. I think we eventually see him hit that wall. But C.J. Stroud is... he's that dude. He made a play. He slipped and fell on the turf, picked up a 3rd and 13 from his ass, had another play where he was being forced out of bounds. It looked like he couldn't go anywhere on 3rd and 19. What'd he do? Threw a 22-yard pass. He made play after play after play and extended drives. And if anybody deserved a game ball after that game, it was that cat.
Yeah. They won the game, but welcome to the NFL rookie Caleb Williams. 14 of 29 for 93 yards passing, 55.7 passer rating, and 5 carries for 15 yards.
How many yards passing again?
93.
But that was did you see all 93?
Put it this way. Mama said there'll be days like these, but there'll be brighter days for him, though.
I don't know about this Tennessee Titans defense, but they went in there, and Will Levis said, would you guys like to win this game at home, Chicago? Gave him 2 turnovers that went for touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the rest is history, man. The Bears go on to win a game. You get the hell out of Dodge with your first W. I still don't know how good the Bears are. Their defense looked better. But the Bears have a ton of weapons on offense and didn't feel like it on Sunday.
Sam Donald looked like a former first-round draft pick. 19 of 24, 208, 2 touchdowns, passer rating of 113.2. Daniel Jones did not look like a former first-round draft pick.
I've taken better dumps than Daniel Jones. This guy sucks, man. And if you haven't, since he got paid, he has 2 touchdown passes to his wide receivers.
It's 7 pick sixes, right?
Yes, he has more pick sixes for pick sixes,
right?
Yeah, for touchdowns than he does passing touchdowns in the past 2 years
to wide receivers.
It's ridiculous, man.
Well, yesterday he had none. He had 2 pick sixes. He had 1 or 2 pick sixes yesterday.
It was 1 definitely.
One. Okay.
But the other thing with him too, did you see him coming out of the? I think this is a little bit unfair. He was coming out of after getting dressed out of the locker room, going to his car, and fans were just there berating him all the way to the car.
It's New York, man.
I know.
It's New York. They love you.
Until they don't.
Until they don't. It's, well, you know what? That comes with the territory.
Oh, well, never mind. He's dating Kay Adams? Are you
he
sure?
He is, yes.
Well, that guy's a winner then.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is dating Kay Adams?
Yeah.
All right. He still sucks as a quarterback.
What'd it do,
Daniel?
He's
saying you could suck at being a quarterback and still get Kay Adams. So if I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
I know, but I'm talking about Giants fans who couldn't give a rip about who he's dating right now. He sucks as a quarterback.
Did Daniel Jones sleep with that girl in Philadelphia?
Was him, actually.
That was him.
Fake Philly.
Baker Mayfield with a 37-20 win over the Commanders, 24-30, 289, four touchdowns, no interceptions, 146.4 passer rating. Baker Mayfield is saying, last year, my friends, was not a fluke. Baker's even better. You know what? I love this for him. I love this for him because I hated the way he was treated in Cleveland. He won in Cleveland. You built nothing around him. You made it seem like Baker Mayfield was the issue, and it was not. I'm not a Baker Mayfield personal fan, but I hate it when you put the deficiencies of the front office on your quarterback, and I felt like that's what they did in Cleveland.
Yeah, that douchebag's growing on me.
Like I like him.
I watched him play yesterday. He looked really good. He made a couple of big plays. The Chris Godwin's, Mike Evans, dropping the ball in the bucket. I mean, and he had a comment. He said, yeah, I tried to juke Bobby Wagner in the open field. I'm not that guy anymore. I mean, like, laugh at yourself a little bit, but he looked really good yesterday.
He did. I mean, I like Baker Mayfield, man. Again, I think they just put some things on him, man. It just wasn't his responsibility. And no doubt about it, the game of the day was the last game of the day. And that's what the Rams going into Detroit. Detroit getting the overtime win, the walk-off, 26-20.
Yeah, my lock of the week was the Rams plus 4.5. So imagine how I feel when the game goes to overtime after the Lions tie it with a field goal, and then they march down the field and score a touchdown, and I lose by 1.5. If you want to get to the teams, the Lions look really good. They started off sluggish. If the Rams can stay healthy, their offense is going to be really, really good this year. Again, they got to stay healthy because they have a bunch of different pass catchers to go to. So, but Lions, big home win, and now we see what they do the rest of the way, because with Green Bay losing Jordan Love on Friday night, we haven't talked about it. It sounds like it's going to be at least 3 weeks, and they're going to kick the tires on Ryan Tannehill. That seems like Detroit's division to run away with. 14 out of 17 games in a dome this year for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Owings Mills and get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning, man.
Good morning to you, too.
I won my bet with my boy. I think the Steelers are going to beat the Falcons. So I bet him a thing of crab, bushel of crabs.
A bushel?
Yeah. I knew the Steelers were going to beat. Atlanta sucks. Come on. Kirk Cousins, who's buying that, man? Come on. It was a slam dunk. And TJ, if you listen, I love you, but I like my Miller Lite nice and cold, brother. Nice and cold. I had the Bengals losing to the Patriots. Everybody thought the Patriots were going to lose this game. You listen, man, they don't have Joe Mixon. That was huge, them losing him. Because, dude, what, he had like 159 yards yesterday?
Yeah, he went
like
off.
That.
The Colts couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
So the Ravens need to, you know, kind of look at these games and see how teams are utilizing their running back. Then maybe we can learn how to do the same thing, you know. Also, I want to say tonight, this is what I'm really excited for tonight. Because I was thinking about you, Jeremy. You're going to watch my man get caught it off tonight, y'all. I'm going to love this.
Yeah,
you have a good one.
You better too. Hope Mr. Miyagi's out there to warm up Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. Miyagi!
Oh. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Rashawn.
Hey. Hey, all right. I ain't hear y'all run down the game just now talk about the Cowboys.
We talked about them earlier.
We did talk about the Cowboys earlier, and I picked that one. I said the Cowboys going to score a lot of points this year, and it starts this week.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, your prediction might come true, man, you know, with that Cowboys and Chiefs Super Bowl. Cowboys might be the only team able to stop the Chiefs.
Stop it. You know? Stop it.
Stop it, man. You seen that offense yesterday that got his money. And he came out, you know, proved why he deserved to be the highest paid quarterback in the league, man.
Did he?
Oh, I mean, like, give my boy some respect, man. You know it could be out here.
Come on, man.
Jeremy.
Should I put some respect on his name?
This cat. Talking about Cooper Rush all of last year. Now Dax's boy and should be the highest paid guy in the league. Get out of here with that nonsense, Rashawn.
Nah, man. Come on. Speaking of Cooper Rush, man, you know, don't you think if the Packers were smart, they will offer the Cowboys like a third-round pick.
No. They're going to pick up Ryan Tannehill and be fine.
The Packers are smart. That's why they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, man. That's on them, man. But, you know, a lot of people picked against the Cowboys yesterday, man. I was surprised. You know, I don't see what anybody see in the Browns. You know, Deshaun Watson is overrated, overpaid. So that team is going nowhere. They probably finished last in the division, actually. So, I mean.
Well, they're tied for last right
Browns
now.
Finished. You said what?
They're tied for last now with the rest of the AFC North except the Steelers.
Yeah, that won't last long, but that Steelers, they got a little lucky yesterday.
All right, Y'all have a good one. You're so negative, Jeremy. They're not tied for last. They're tied for second.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, man.
What's second place right now?
Last.
Senior Associate Director of Development for the Robert Packard Center of ALS Research. Her name is Meg Whitefoot. She will join us at 9:15. But on the other side, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I've got kind of a... It's a bevy of quick shovels for some football players and some broadcasters this weekend. I can't wait to tell you some of these stories. And two broadcasters that just really sucked this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
If you have a shovel, give us a call like Trippy just did. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Also, hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota. And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com. 1057 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Jeremy Kahn, who gets you a shovel?
Yeah, I got four quick ones here. We can run through and talk about whatever you want. So we're going to start with the only backup quarterback that didn't dress yesterday that apparently thought it was cool to put on his football pads and his jersey, Russell Wilson. What the hell are you doing? Why do you have shoulder pads on if you can't get in the damn game? What is that about? Like,
it's always about Russell.
He's such a weird... He put on his eye black and everything.
Always it's like, about Russell, man.
Dumbass, man. Ugh, got it. If that was the quarterback of my team, I'd be disappointed. How about Daniel Jones? Just talked about his sorry ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
More interceptions for touchdowns than touchdown passes to your own wide receivers over the past 2 years?
Just say pick sixes.
What? That's fine. Pick sixes. More pick sixes. More six pixes. I should give your sorry ass a shove when we get to it.
Why?
Rob Silent, he Irish goodbyed me in the bathroom after asking me a question, and then I'm making jokes. Yeah, I'm making jokes while I'm taking a leak. And I didn't know he'd left, so I talked to myself in the bathroom for like 5 minutes, and some other joker could have walked in. Like, what the hell is this goober talking about?
We're so juvenile.
It was funny. My last two, let's start off with college. Colt McCoy. Good God. Take a five-hour energy, you lazy bastard. I mean, what a... He was doing the Colorado game.
Yeah.
He sounded awful, and it was so bad.
He didn't do any homework either.
He was getting dragged on social media.
He did no homework for that game.
And the only reason he doesn't go last is because Tom Brady gets my shovel. Maybe the worst color analyst I've ever heard. He's so boring. He doesn't say... Like, half the time, he's just sitting back and letting the crowd noise go. And I felt bad for whoever's driving it. Should have had Greg Olsen on that broadcast, so you kicked off because you had to make room for paying Tom Brady all that money to be... And look, I told you, since Tom Brady left New England, he became very likable. God, that was so awful if you had a chance to listen to that sound. He did the Cowboys game, I believe. He was just terrible. So there, that's my four shovels.
I got one shovel. You may have seen me post something yesterday. Picture me and my son outside our church. And
I already know this.
I already told Jeremy the story, and he's going to laugh. They're probably going to give me the shovel for it. But I posted a picture, me and Robbie, and I said, the caption says, "This dude thinks he's something. The man, the myth, the Robbie Long." And someone even said, "Nice outfit he has on. That shirt that he's wearing? You like it?"
Mm-hmm.
It was mine. Robbie gets the shovel for just taking the shirt. I said, "Robbie, is that my shirt?" And his response, "Ho, ho, ho."
You know what? It's not yours no more. It's Robbie's shirt now. But he is... Do it again.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's... Oh, man. Nothing makes me happier than seeing that he's doing the ho, ho, ho to you. Because it just means, like, I got you. It's mine now.
I'm like, nice shirt. Ho, ho, ho. You know his justification for him?
What? Because you weren't wearing it?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Or the one... Well, you only wore it once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Like, a long time ago.
He probably remembers the day you wore it, too.
Yeah.
I like that shirt.
He's not going to circle back at it.
I'm going to wait 2 months and then take that thing for myself.
It was about 2 months. It was. Ho, ho, ho.
I love it. Rob sends us these videos of Robbie. Like, you guys were out bowling.
No, I didn't mean, he was with his friends.
Oh, so somebody sent you the video.
Yeah, somebody sent me the video.
And then he bowls a strike. And just kind of...
They needed to win it.
Yeah. He comes back ho-hum, like, turns around, like, yeah, I knew I was going to do that. This is great, man.
His response was, Let's go eat at Jimmy's.
Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, boy, it's getting trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Nah, Jimmy's. I know Robbie don't like Jimmy's. Peace. Like, nah. But, Hey, Jeremy, I didn't know we can give out more than one shovel, but I got a
third. I didn't either, Drippy. Hey, I didn't know that either.
I was quick with it.
Hey, look, for the last week and a half, man, my job been on strike, man. I got to give a shovel to my boss, man. I don't even know the dude. hey, man. Hey.
You might not be a dude.
No, but I'm just saying, though, Rob, you know it's serious when you got the messengers out there, you know, with the signs up striking and stuff, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Pete, I don't know who you is, good brother, but, hey, if you listen to 105.7, the Big Fat Morning Show, man, we need some answers. Hello?
Hey, I know I gained some weight, but when did we become the Big Fat Morning Show?
Yeah, that's 92Q, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's 92Q, bro. That's hitting the community.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man.
You ain't doing that.
They're in touch with the community. Come on now.
Hey, Rob, I just want to say one more thing, man. Mm-hmm. That was very touching what the Orioles did for your mom, man. If I would have knew that, I would have said, forget Friday game. I would have came to the Saturday game, man.
Appreciate that.
But, hey, man, y'all fellas have a good Monday, man. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man.
You too. You too, man. Okay, are we going to act like he didn't say, you know it's bad when the Mexicans on strike?
I didn't just move past that because I'm still focused on the Big Fat Morning Show.
We going to act like he didn't say that?
Here I am jamming B-More's best hits in the community. DJ Crazy Cream over here on the Wheels of Steel, the ones and twos. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
We going to just act like when he said it, I'm like, oh.
He said the Mexicans, and I went, well, well. He goes, you know it's bad when they're out here. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh, no.
Oh, man, you better hit up Rashawn for one of those payday loans.
Ooh, no.
That cat's been all over the world, so you know he ain't been working.
I did see him. Somebody did tell me he was out there on strike.
Yeah, I saw the. I thought
you showed it, Jimmy.
Yeah, I thought Trippy just walked by and picked up a sign because, like, he talks.
Hello.
He talks every. Hello, what are you guys doing? Can I get one of those signs? What are we striking for? It's
like, no Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
I'm gonna have a heart attack, man. I better not have a live read out of this.
No, I do. Oh my gosh. What are we striking for?
Hello, we want to get paid. Hold on, the other thing he said too is I didn't know we could give out four shovels. I can give out as many shovels as I want. Ed ain't here.
I was going to tell him, you ain't a co-host. I figured, I'm going to let it slide, man.
Man.
Meg Whiteford from Johns Hopkins University, ALS Package Center, will join us at 9:15. But on the other side, recap a weekend that was for the Orioles. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.